On the show today, we have D. Hilton Associates, Brian Kidwell, and John Andrews talking about the 2016 credit union executive job market. So check it out. How is the credit union executive job market looking like these days for folks looking to move up the ladder? How's it going, guys?
Vicky, you want me to get started?
There, as when I started in the business in 1986, there were over 17,000 credit unions, and now we're under 7,000. So you would think, hey, not as many jobs out there, right?
Right.
There are plenty of jobs out there. As credit unions get bigger, there's actually more C-level jobs. You know, when it used to be CEO plus one, now it's CEO plus three, plus five, plus seven. So there's a ton of opportunities out there right now.
Cool. One of the things that I think when we started on the age wave of the baby boomers, right? You know, we were expecting there to be just a flood in of retirements, and for a number of different reasons,
yeah. What
we've really seen is slow and steady growth in the number of retirements. So, you know, as John said, there's plenty of jobs out there. Every time we fill a job, we get a new one. But, you know, we certainly haven't seen a slowdown in terms of the number of jobs available in the industry.
That's amazing that, you know, the like what John just pointed out, you know, there were like 17,000, and now you would expect there's just like this tiny little sliver of jobs, but no, that's not the reality. It's a very good take on that. I mean, how significant is this CEO exodus today? I mean, it's been happening ever since the recession has finished, so to speak, and it seems like it's still going at a pretty rapid rate. CEOs are still retiring at a pretty rapid click.
That's an interesting point, is because you go back to 2008, 9, and 10, when there was an economic crisis out there, a lot of credit unions asked their CEOs to stay a little longer. So whether they did extended retirement benefits or a bump in pay, is help us get through this. We got to get this together. And they said, absolutely. We had a lot of takers for that. But there were some folks, just because of the demographics, we had a lot of people go. But what was interesting is, as we've worked through those issues, those number twos and number threes that were going to ascend to the top job, guess what? They're at retirement age. Not only do we have the guys that stayed, you know, past the typical retirement age, but we also have this second layer of executive that's retiring now too. And a lot of those folks are saying, hey, it was a tough 5, 6, 7 years. I'm out of here. I don't want to stay longer.
Right. So
actually, what we're seeing credit unions do is try to retain those third and fourth tier executives, because that's where some of our talent's going to come from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we're going to have that normal attrition of retirement age, plus some folks that stayed longer than retirement age. And that's kind of keeping us, the talent pool kind of small right now.
Right.
I think to throw in a couple of stats that we pulled together before this, we're just completing our 2015 SERP survey, which is actually at the press, going to be out in the marketplace in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, cool.
The average age of a credit union CEO at all credit unions over $100 million is 56 years. That's the mean. Okay, that's up from 53 10 years ago. And between that, and then you also have that, when you talk about like billion-dollar credit unions, that age goes from 56 to 58.
Average. Oh, wow.
So you have an extraordinary number of credit union CEOs, and as John mentioned, number twos that are, you know, within that window of looking towards retirement. Mm-hmm. In fact, also the survey pointed out that one in four executives at credit unions 100 million plus are planning on retiring in the next 5 years.
Wow.
So we're going to continue to see this same trend continue. It's going to continue for quite a long time.
Yeah, and I remember talking to you guys last year, and you brought up the point that there is kind of a, for lack of a better term, a dearth of talent out there to replace a lot of these folks. I mean, you're talking about the number twos and number threes retiring as well. That sounds like there might be an even bigger gap of or vacuum of folks looking to take these places. Is that true, or is there still plenty of folks out there to fill these positions?
And then we add another little twist to the story.
All right.
You know, what did your parents tell you when you were growing up about the American dream? Get your nose in the door, right?
Yeah.
Nose to the grindstone, yeah. Pay your dues, and one day you're going to be president.
Yeah.
Today, not everybody wants to be president. Sometimes their terminal job or their ultimate job is the top lender, the top IT person. So as we've gotten flatter as organizations, we've started to get technical gurus. And so they aspire to be at a larger credit union, a larger shop,
yeah. But
in their technical expertise. You said, hey, how about being a CEO? Have you ever thought about it? And some folks are saying, no, thanks. I said, I love lending. I just want to be a lender. You know, I love That's operations. Cool. So you add that kind of the perfect storm of those three points, and you get an idea of, it's rare to find that person that's doing that that traditional approach to the top job. And that's why we have to be creative on our side to say what's going to be a good match.
Yeah, exactly. Brian, anything to add there?
You know, I think I agree with what John's saying. I mean, there is absolutely a void when it comes to qualified talent. I mean, it is increasingly getting more difficult. The other piece that's difficult as well is the compensation perspective. I mean, more credit unions are realizing that if you got a great number two and you're not compensating them properly, you're not providing them opportunities for career growth, mm-hmm. opportunities to interact more with the board, take on more responsibility.
Right.
There's other really well-paying jobs out there that are willing to give that opportunity. So you find a lot more credit unions that are really spending a lot more time talking about their compensation philosophy, making sure that they're paying, you know, above market for that talent.
Yeah.
And you've heard, Mike, the word succession has been thrown around a lot, but it really is. I mean, you know, credit unions are realizing that, you know, if you have something great, you better do everything you can to hold on to it.
Yeah.
You see in the Fortune 500 world, a lot of times where they call it leapfrogging, where if a third or fourth level executive ascends to the top spot, because sometimes that second in charge, you know, may or may not be the best fit at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That we're seeing that the definition in credit unions expanding on what succession planning means. It doesn't mean one or two people. So what classic governance perspective is, the board only takes care of one job, the CEO, they make succession plans for that one executive. And we're spending a lot of time with our clients expanding that definition, saying, as Brian's saying, let's lock in tier three and four.
Yeah.
Because, hey, if your number two wants to retire at the same time as your CEO, we might have to dig down a little bit deeper.
Right.
And think about if you're a great lender. Okay, you're just an awesome lender. Well, everybody gets the quarterly reports from NCUA. They know who the top lenders are in the country. And if you have lending issues, who are you going to go after? You know, you're going to be on the radar whether they want to be on the radar
mm-hmm.
or not.
Mm-hmm.
So these retention plans, the succession plans, that are locking people in, do a great job of securing a longer future than just taking care of one job at a time.
It sounds like, is this a good problem to have for the industry?
It is a great problem.
It is.
Because we have these folks that are up and coming in the industry that wouldn't get a shot for 10 or 15 years are getting a shot now.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, they can resonate very well with the membership, in tune with what the innovation needs are. So why not expand the pool?
Exactly.
And just as an anecdote, if you look at the last 2 years, how many billion-dollar credit unions have hired CEOs to become CEOs of their credit unions? It's not a big list.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's first-timers. It's people that have come up through the ranks. So why not protect your turf if you've got a known quantity?
Well, I think outside of providing level two or level three is an opportunity, I think overall as an industry, I think it challenges us. I mean, I think it provides us the opportunity. I mean, we're doing things, you know, over the last, you know, 2 and 3 years that you would never dreamed of 10 years ago, just as an industry, in terms of thinking more about, I mean, think of where we've been recently in terms of innovation, you know, the financial services world, the innovations that are coming out of it. So I think that obviously we're talking from an HR recruitment standpoint, but I think it's overall really good for the industry, in that we're having, in all these different areas, having conversations similar to our bank, you know, brethren, similar to hospitals, healthcare. You know, this is not just a credit union problem. I mean, this is a problem across all industries.
Oh, wow.
So I think it's helped our industry as well to really, I think, kind of step up our game and make sure that, you know, we're thinking about these things.
It's good to know that we're not in this alone. Thank you for that, Brian. What advice do you have for credit unions out there looking for their next leader? Is there a couple of items that they should be doing or that they should follow? Or
me personally, I think when we talk to board members or we talk to CEOs, I think one of the things that I always say is don't be afraid to look outside of the norm. You know what I mean? If you look at 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, it was a natural progression that the CFO was next in line for the CEO. And that was because, I mean, really the job was very finance oriented.
Yeah.
You had to make sure that your margins were correct. You had to make sure your investment yields were in line.
Mm-hmm.
weren't leaving money on the table. But it's a very, the CEO job is very finance driven, and that's really changed a lot. I mean, obviously in a low yield environment, it's much harder to make a dollar off the investments. We're also in obviously a low margin environment from the loan side. So, you know, finance is no longer the sole function that determines the success of the credit union, right?
Yep.
You know, good lending program, automation, IT and technology.
IT, yeah.
And so one of the things I think we talk a lot about with CEOs and board members is don't be afraid to look at a background. Obviously, they need to know finance, they at least the basics. They need to know asset liability management. But it's also important to know lending. You know, it's important to know what's going on in terms of technology. It's important to know operations and the changing operational environment, you know, that we're moving towards.
Mm-hmm.
And those qualities, and that's something that I know in the 15 years I've been at D. Hilton, I've seen change a lot, where a lot of the successful candidates that are getting CEO positions or other senior positions started out in very different environments. They started out with an IT degree, working in IT, and then they went on and started working in operations, and they got their feet wet in lending.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see these backgrounds, and that's something that a lot of credit unions, especially board members that have been on the board a long time,
yeah,
they remember, you know, the CEO that's been there 20 years, that person was the CFO before, you know, and so they kind of have this mentality, well, we need a finance person, when in reality, maybe that's not what you need at all.
Right, right. Sounds like you got to be a well-rounded individual, which leads me to my next question. You know, like on the flip side, what advice do you have for new executive candidates? Because it sounds like the more well-versed you are in multiple departments in your credit union, the better opportunities there are for you to move up the ladder.
That's a great way to state it. Even if you're a technical guru and you love what you want, think about how many cross-functional teams we put together to get a project done.
Yeah.
So change core systems.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an IT issue. That's a system-wide credit union issue. So we ask people when they look at their resumes, make sure you give us a lot of information on those cross-functional teams when you took on other assignments.
Mm-hmm.
And people to do that, because you don't want to pigeonhole yourself as, you know, that stereotype, I'm only good at this.
Yep.
If you look, you know, in any industry, situational leaders do so well. You know, the folks that say I have do it one way, my way, or the highway, it might work in the certain economic time, but not it work in all times.
Yep.
You know, just like if you're a turnaround expert, you're great to turn around, but after 2 years, you might be bored because you don't have that well-rounded experience to do the next level of growth, for example.
Yeah, you can handle any issue that comes up. You've seen it all.
You know, and yeah, do we want Superman or woman? Of course. You want great leaders, great communicators, great people to innovate. Of course you want all that. So you have to show people that you've done that in your career.
Indeed, indeed. All right, gentlemen, anything else to wrap up? Like I said, I mean, it sounds like it's a really good problem to have for the industry where it is right now. And I mean, you know, the performance of the industry, like we were talking about before we started recording, is off the charts. And it sounds like, you know, if we can keep the good leaders in there and bring up the new leaders and all that type of stuff, we seem to be on a upward momentum for a long time to come, it sounds like.
Yes, you know, I would think.
You're right.
Yeah, we should just interview him.
Yeah.
What I would tell board members is, no matter what your governance model is, it's okay to be asking about succession planning for the whole organization to make sure that you're covered in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
The ultimate goal for a board member is to make sure that any leadership transition is seamless to the members. Who cares who's CEO? Who cares who's chief ops person? To the member, you know, they want that ATM work, they want that phone call, they want that transaction to go through. So if you define succession in greater depth, you're doing a great service to your membership. And I don't think you're violating governance principles by doing that. So ask your CEO how well we're doing in these areas of retaining folks in other areas. Because if you are a high-performing credit union, you are on the radar just because of the dearth of talent.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.